Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol is continuing its investigation into a vehicle versus motorcycle collision that happened on Friday on Highway 101 northbound near the Hookton Road exit. A blue Dodge pickup, suspected to have been driven by Deanna Reeves of Bridgeville, hit a motorcycle with a driver and passenger, knocking the bike over and causing minor injuries to the two riders. Witnesses who saw the collision have been interviewed, and more interviews are scheduled. Anyone who may have seen the collision is asked to contact the CHP. The State Office of Traffic Safety, the California Highway Patrol, and local law enforcement agencies are using the month of April to crack down on distracted driving. As April advances, that focus will turn to teen drivers who have never known life without a cell phone or other portable electronic device close by. Pointing out that the costs of distracted driving are real and can have deadly consequences, law enforcement will concentrate on ensuring younger drivers keep their focus on the road and not on their phones. Nearly 1 out of 5 victims in fatal crashes throughout California are teens aged 16 to 19 years of age. The nasty weather over the weekend along the North Coast didn't just knock down trees or knock out power, they also delayed the scheduled visit of the tall ships Lady Washington and Hawaiian Chieftain. The ships were scheduled to arrive on Thursday, but will not make it into port until the weekend. The tours and sailing trips for both Friday and Saturday have been canceled. You can visit the ship and take a sailing tour on Sunday, and for ticket refunds or exchanges, call 1-800-200-5239. The new chancellor of the California State University system, Timothy White, will be visiting the Humboldt State campus this week. White met with the press on Monday. Today, White will participate in an open discussion with students and faculty in the Goodwin Forum. For more information, contact the university. Dave Paris, the county coroner, was on hand at a ceremony on Monday afternoon to welcome Trevor Enright to the coroner's office. Enright was sworn in at a short ceremony as a new deputy coroner and was chosen for the position following a lengthy hiring process. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is receiving several reports of fraudulent scams. One citizen of Eureka received a check for $1,950, but when she attempted to cash the check, the bank informed her that it was fraudulent. In a separate incident, a Eureka citizen received a phony money order through the mail. The citizen was meant to deposit the fake money order in his bank account. If you receive any suspicious phone calls or mail that you believe is a scam, contact local law enforcement. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza has referred to the Valley West area as one of the last few places the city can look for economic growth. And last week, city staff met with merchants from Valley West to discuss pressing issues in the area.
Well, we had about 30-some-odd people that attended the meeting, which was at the Hampton Inn in their conference room. It was a good opportunity for business people to talk with the city staff and also even business people being able to talk with each other.
Mendoza pointed out that the merchants had several concerns, including crime.
The other issue are public safety things, you know, mostly petty crime things. So the police department's been a little bit low. The Valley West officer was promoted, actually, to sergeant, so they've been going through some turnover in the police department, so they haven't had a dedicated officer there for a while. But the police chief, Tom Chapman, indicated to the Valley West merchants that he hopes to have that position reassigned.
Mendoza also said that the former North Coast Inn, now under new ownership, will reopen under a different banner within 6 months or so. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.